What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of 26 Degrees. This is Maul. I'm going to try to quarterback while also have the rest of the daddy duties at the house and waste no time. We got Field General here with us, X.
Yo, 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 what's good? Welcome back, welcome back. We back in the building. What's good?
You had to come back, man. It's been a fun little week on the timeline, so no better time to jump back in it than now. And also, we got D-Rob with us today.
Hello, D-Rob. Milk with my brownie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? You know, beautiful day. Having some pancakes this morning from Burger King. Feeling great.
Pancakes ready.
Pancake. I had me a six stack yesterday in the morning.
Man, yes, so sir. The Samson news was just really good. I mean, if you trust X, you trust the info. It was always Miami's to
have
lose.
Brownie with milk.
So and also just Larion's not with us right now, and Measy might jump in, but he's not feeling the greatest. But other than that, we got more than enough to handle the show. So in terms of Samson, in terms of that recruitment, how close was he from maybe choosing another side? You think, X?
He was zero close from choosing another side. It was absolutely no chance. That thing was locked in, man, from summertime. You know, Samson and his people did a outstanding job of evaluating him. You know, seeing what his value was with other schools, and that's basically what it was. Let me see what the value is with other schools. But obviously the bond that he had with Mario, and because Marbon was going to get it done regardless. And then, you know, with the NIL opportunities also.
Yeah, same thing. For me, it's been a done deal for a while, man. Like, and for them people to just think that they had a chance is even more hilarious. And not even pissed off knowing that it really wasn't a chance. Like, it was Miami and it was just whoever else, you know. So great win for the program.
Yeah,
very
crazy,
big win,
man,
for the program.
They be letting they beat writers or whoever they be getting information from sit there and lie to them, talking about they got a chance and oh, he coming back for another visit and blah 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 blah, you know. Stop listening to these people, man.
Hey, I already told you they gonna be real mad. Come Sunday, Monday, when Mark finish up his official. Shoot, he see them two five stars, man. Yeah, I wanna run behind that.
Nah, I mean, yeah, they'll be mad about that one, but they really be mad if we double back on them, boy. We double back on them, they really be mad. Like, them people gonna be slitting their wrists, trying to jump off 30-story buildings, so they gonna be mad. But I you know, we I think the staff gonna be like, nah, we'll chill. We ain't gonna do it y'all like that. But just don't tempt us. Don't get us there, cause we'll go.
Yeah, I already know what you're talking about. And man, look, I want them to. I really want them to. Just to set everybody off. But if they don't, if they got something else up their sleeve, which I'm pretty sure they do, like, I'm fine with that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need some serious playmakers on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Just Kobe Young just ain't gonna do it. I love Jacoby, you know what I'm saying? But we need somebody else with some size that can stretch the field, you know, open up that middle some more. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, we about to hit the portal strong. Probably gonna end up getting two, maybe three Porter receivers. Two of them was actually on a visit this weekend. Isaac Telsla, I think that's how you pronounce it, Telsla. and Dante Thornton. Those two guys are on campus this weekend. Both of them 6'4" and bigger. Can stretch the field, can run, very physical. I think, you know, Mario and Coach Alonzo have identified who they really want at certain positions, and those two guys are two of the names that comes up.
Okay. Okay, sound good. Shoot, other than those two, so the DuBose kid, they're not still looking at him, or what's going on with him?
DuBose. Oh, the receiver. Yeah, they looking at him, but I think he's looking elsewhere. You know, he's looking around, he's looking elsewhere. I haven't heard anything about him coming to visit. But then, you know, obviously, man, a lot of these kids don't have to come visit because they probably visited before. You know what I'm saying? So it's not nothing new that they're going to say, well, let me visit the school. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing new. You can just say, well, I'm going to just go to that school because that was my second choice or my third choice. So
I haven't heard anything
about his name, though.
Yeah, I heard with the both, he might be trying to be a grad transfer. So his recruitment might extend. So he probably won't be an early signer, but that might be somebody that maybe in the summertime or after, you know, late spring, you know, that might be a different option at that time. But overall, man, I agree with you guys. Like, we just got to get some people on the outside, and I trust this staff. I trust the staff in the recruiting element to do that. The biggest thing, just what y'all talking about before, I just want to just kind of chime in really quick. It's just that other fan base up north, man, up the road, they got to stop comparing themselves to us. They got to stop, like, that narrative of the past decade on Twitter of Miami broke, and no matter what Georgia, Alabama slapping us around, we can always say we're better than Miami. That's been their narrative. That narrative is dead. So I hope they can move on and try better, focus on Tennessee, and go from there. But were there any other receivers? Is the Oregon guy Dante, was he here or is he gonna be here this weekend?
Yeah, he's coming this weekend. He should be here. I mean, today he should be here today. That's the word that I got. He should be here today. He'll be here to Sunday.
Yeah, I think Penn State is our only competition for him. I think, you know, he's from that Maryland area. So, but I think since they got him on campus, I think they're going to lock him in. I think they're going to get him locked in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. From what he was saying, you know, his relationship with Mario is like basically why he wants to see what's up with you. You know, so we could pretty much go ahead and say, you know, he might be a lock. Him along with Coleman, the offensive lineman who's transferring from Bama. The deepest lineman from Texas A&M. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's an African dude.
Devontae Brown.
He's going to be here this weekend, so you know he'll bring his brother along. Most likely, if we do land both of those guys, it'll be a package deal that we got. You know what I'm saying, for both of them. Yeah, this weekend is going to be pretty big, and to go along with Mark Fletcher coming down. Well, Ruben Bain, he's already committed. And mostly, like, some of the other commits are going to come down because they haven't taken their officials.
Yeah, but I saw that I think it's Tenelau and then Emery Williams, they're coming on unofficials. You know what I'm saying? They're not taking officials.
They already took their officials, so they'll come on the unofficials. They already signed, committed. Those guys want to sign on Wednesday. The ones who haven't taken officials. No. Okay, so all of them took officials, so they just coming on unofficials altogether.
Right.
You know, the only ones would be like Mark, Ruben Bain, I think Antoine Jackson, I think he's on the official too. That's about it, I think.
The Washington boys, they on officials.
Yeah, the Washington boys, you know, they just getting ready to sign. Mostly all of them trying to get in early too. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's gonna be big for this class though, man. Like, if we get these boys in on the spring, man, I'll be happy with that. We can't afford to push people to the summer and all that. No, we need to get them in now. That's why Hopefully, I mean, you say we got what, Francisco, the linebacker. We got him and other guys that's on campus this weekend. Hopefully, you know, they go ahead and sign at least by Wednesday or whatever the case may be. So when spring come around, man, we looking a whole lot better than what we looking right now, because, man, we shorten a lot of different positions on the field right now.
Well, we have until January 18th for the portal kids to sign. So I'm not in a rush. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a rush. Just don't go after every kid that you see in the portal. You know what I'm saying? You got to go after the right fit, who willing to come in and play within the system. You know what I'm saying? That was the problem last year with the team. Like, the half of the team didn't want to play within this new system. You know what I'm saying? They were so comfortable with the previous system that they said, man, we don't want no parts of this, and just gave up. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to continue to bring in the guys who say, man, we want to play within the system. We believe it. And that's how that works. So you got to the 18th for the transfer portal, guys. Again, it's not a rush. You know what I'm saying? Right now the main focus is the 21st. Let's get those high school kids' name on the dotted line. Let's get them in. You know what I'm saying? And you continue to grow from there.
Okay, true. So you seen that the tight end guy, he's taking official visit to South Carolina, so it's looking like he's probably going to flip, which I'm cool with.
Yeah, you got three tight ends. You got three tight ends in class. That's was already like, what do you know? You got three tight ends. Every other tight end coming back besides Will Mallory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless he wanted to come in and get bigger and move to another position, it's best for him to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
Gotcha.
So in terms of this next visit list, not that we're trying to give out secrets. Obviously, that doesn't go well, people. But in terms of, are there any visitors, and I'm not asking for names or nothing like that, is there anybody who's expected that maybe not even, oh, he's a super secret five-star, but are there any visitors this weekend that maybe people who haven't been on the radar, but hey, it's the last week and we may be trying to, you know, snipe a late one? Is there, without even, if you know a name, it's not a secret, cool, but is there anybody, are there any people like that coming in this weekend?
Well, yeah, it's some heavy hitters. Okay, here's the thing, is we got to stop saying secret stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because it's different if they committed to schools. And then they want to say, man, I don't really want the school to know. So let me keep it hush-hush and then go on a visit. That's a secret. Anthony Hill wasn't committed to anybody. So it wasn't a secret. If he came down, the news would have been out regardless. Maybe right. He could have did a different approach, the way he approached it and said something about it. But it's never a secret. It's media. Media is supposed to get information and put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm with fans, yeah, man. You ain't even have to say nothing, but then I'm with media too. Like, hold on, it is our job. Our job is to relay information to y'all. So that's that. But yeah, it's definitely some big heavy hitters that Mario and he trying to put a foot on everybody's neck. You know what I'm saying? So.
But with that X, what I'm like, he shouldn't have deleted the tweet. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, he tweeted it out and then he turned around and deleted it. I don't know if he deleted it because somebody probably called them or whatever the case may be, but he deleted the tweet. So obviously, I think if that was in Anthony Hill's particular case, I don't think that they wanted that to get out with him. Because, you know, as you can see, like, as soon as that got out, next thing you know, Sarkisian at an in-home and had him go ahead and commit now. So obviously, it was real. I think it was real. I just that, you know, I don't think. Sometimes, man, I mean, I know you got to get your clicks and your subscription, but if somebody say, hey, man, like, really keep this on the low because of for whatever reason, man, they should do that. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, just my point to that was, and I made this tweet, I was just like, look, if 20 UM fans are jumping this man mentioned saying, yo, it's a secret, why are you talking about it? If we all know it, then it's really not a secret, right? I'm pretty sure that if it's been posted in a message board that this five-star kid, trust me,
schools like Texas, technically in the out, if people have a big target like that, you're not going to sneak him on a plane and fly him from Texas to Florida and no one knows. Now, could we have waited till like too late to get him? Possibly. And I guess my biggest lesson from it is just, hey, like in terms of media, it's like, you know, I figured y'all have like a little honor amongst y'all, so y'all know the information. But at the same time, you can't have it both ways. If you're not going to post it, you can't also drop it in a message board where anybody can get it. If you drop it in a text message group with close people, that's cool. But if you put it on a message board for clicks as well, if another site's doing that, then at that point, to me, it's fair game. Because how many times have we seen a screenshot from a message board and not everybody knows it anyway?
Yeah, that's the game. Yeah, that's sure. Why, you know, I'm selective with stuff I give out. A lot of people get mad at me. They be like, man, X, you always sending out crypto tweets and stuff. And I say, man, look, God. I mean, for one, I respect, you know, kids. I respect information like that. Like, it ain't supposed to be out there, but I'm just giving y'all a hint. Like, hey, something's coming. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all take it and feel like, oh, man, just give us the news. Give us the news. I'm like, man, well, guess what? I ain't that type of media guy. Like, you ain't finna bully me to do nothing. I'm going to just do it how I do it regardless. So,
yep.
That's why I'm selective with what I say. You know what I'm saying? If I say something, well, I tell y'all, I'll be like, man, hell, I don't say nothing. Shut up.
Right.
Keep quiet until it come out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's it.
And I even remember that Dijon news a while back that I felt like if people didn't put that Dijon stuff on the timeline, maybe Miami would have gotten that visit. And you know, no one dropped the name, but, you know, you can't, if you're going to make innuendos on the timeline, people be following all everybody's tweets. So, you know, I just wanted to just make that point really quick there. So I think we've tapped into who's going to be on campus. Probably a good time to go over really quick who's decommitted and just some attrition in the program itself. I know we saw Connor Liu left and fans were trying to other fans were trying to troll that, but it looked like, you know, that man made a, you know, he probably like, I don't know if I'm going to the league or not, but he kind of made a life decision, recruitment, which you got to respect, I think. I don't think anybody could clown him for making a decision and why he made it.
Yeah, nah, I mean, it's been rumors that he was looking at Auburn from the get-go. Auburn was his second choice. I think he picked Miami because of Mario. He liked the Mario or Coach Marlborough. Then his dad is a UM fan, so that was UM. And he just had to think about, you know, life after football. Maybe I want to be a pilot for real. And, you know, Auburn has one of the best pilot programs in the nation.
Yeah, I was reading that they had like some program with Delta Airlines. So, you know, that kind of probably was sealed it for him for, you know, to lock in with Auburn, which, like I said, I'm not mad at him. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like he flipped just cause, you know, how people try to make it. He was like, hey, look, I'm trying to be a pilot. They got one of the best programs. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he talking bigger than football. Football is his thing, but, you know, not a lot of kids think like him. You know, if I don't make it to the NFL, you know, what can I fall back on? You know, a lot of these kids getting just general studies, educations, or criminal, you know what I'm saying? Something that they not really want to do because they so dependent on getting to the league.
Yep. That's how it goes, man. But in all, I mean, you know, we just in an era where, you know, flips and decommits and stuff happen. Obviously, it's been happening like that for UM for years. For us to only have, I think, like, you could say maybe four if you want to add Andy Jean to it. And then if Reed go ahead and does decommit and flip to South Carolina, then you'll say five. Like, that's not so big because we used to have, like, the double digits, and they used to be big time. You know what I'm saying? So losing Connor, yeah, it hurts. He's, you know, top 10 in the nation, you know what I'm saying? But you got Tripp right there. Losing the tight end, Reed, it's not big. You know, we got tight ends coming back. Plus, you got two in the class already. That's not big. Losing Rashada, you know, we got a quarterback. Yeah, it's still big, but you got a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Unless Rashada was going to come in and start next year, it ain't big because you could get the quarterback out of the portal easy. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Quarterback's going to go to school 1 year. Oh, I can't play. I'm transferring. That's going to be the easiest portal get right there for the next few years.
Yeah, quarterback room's always going to be fluid. So besides Lou, I mean, I think everybody, we only think we need to go through the list of all the names. It's been about almost 17 kids that the attrition had been laid was John Campbell. Roughly X, how many more, obviously we don't need to give names, but just how many more people do you think might hit due to attrition once the semester's over, if maybe some people have graduated or stuff? Like, what are you anticipating? A rough number of more people.
Okay, so we had 16 now. I'm thinking it could still go up to like 25. You know what I'm saying? It could get up to 25. So you could say maybe 8 to 9 more. Brian Battle took his name out. I don't know if he's going to plan on staying or he just want to graduate first and then go back into the portal. So it's, the number goes to 16, and you can still see the number go up to 25.
With the Ballum thing, man, it kind of – I mean, if he doesn't see that there is playing time next year, then I don't know what to tell you, because you just only have Cam and James in front of you now, you know, and Markeith Williams. But at the same time, still, like, what is Markeith? Is he a strong or is he a freak? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is Ballum? Is he a strong or he a freak? Do they play the same position or what's going on? Like, it's plenty of playing time in the safety room, so – hopefully he stays, because actually I like Ballum. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the six that I like. I really wasn't too high on Keyshawn and Harold, you know what I'm saying, back there or whatever. So hopefully he stays.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even add Harold, because Harold wasn't even on the roster last year, so I didn't even add his name to it.
Yeah.
But I don't – it's not so much of with playing time. I think it's so much of just saying, no, hey, man, maybe it's best both parties, you know, separate. You go find what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's the issue, but, you know, that could be it. Well, he say, hey, I sat down with the staff, man, and maybe it's best for me to go, you know, to another school. That's what happened with a lot of the players. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some players that you would think, like, man, I should stay. Knighton, you know what I'm saying? Knighton should stay, but you know, maybe it's best. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want you to be upset. You know, so go ahead and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sometimes people just need a fresh start, or maybe Knighton got a taste of that spread system and just, he maybe realized, hey, if I've got a chance to go to the league, maybe I go to SMU for a year and there's a system I'm familiar with, it might work out better for him. And, you know, salute to a lot of those old players who went to SMU. You know, I'm not a fan of people on the timeline who come for kids who choose to leave. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy those guys are finding homes to play next. So, you know, we see what the attrition is going to be. And I guess the next thing we should probably talk about is who's left on the board. What are we hearing about, you know, certain names? I'm thinking like a Damari Brown. Seems like Saban's got some traction there, especially since they didn't get Cormani. So where do you see his recruitment going right now?
Yeah, that's going down. It's going down to the wire. Bama, UM, big time fight. Saban definitely wants this. He wants this one because of he didn't get Cromartie. He's not going to get Ricks. He's the big type prototype cornerback that Saban loves. You know what I'm saying? Big, physical, fast. He can come up and tackle. That's what Saban loves. Saban wants this one. He wants this one. I still say you will at the end of the day. He's left on the board as far as cornerbacks, as far as safeties. Derek Williams is still there. They trying to work to see if something could happen there. I don't think anything happens. It'll be a surprise on signing day if it does. Receiver, it's just, you know, unless it's a flip, it's going to be, got to be a flip from one of the top guys. High school football, it got to be a flip. I think we're pretty much done at offensive line. We're not done with defensive line yet. We might be done with linebackers if, you know, since Anthony Hill's committed, we might be done there. And then running back is still Mark Fletcher on the board.
So basically, the three the positions that we're most concerned about. Well, I wouldn't say concerned, but that we need to work on is running back, obviously for Fletcher, wide receiver, which hopefully we can get. I prefer to get at least one more high school recruit, and then if they go into the portal and grab something, that's fine. Defensive line, hopefully the guy from Michigan. You know, like I said, I mean, when Sampson committed, you know, he put the eyes emoji, and you know, him and Collins have been talking back and forth. Hopefully we can get him on campus. They already did an in-home. I mean, if we get him on campus, I think he's ours. So we'll see about that. Like I said, linebacker, I agree. We're done at linebacker. Cornerback, you know, Edwin Joseph, I guess they kind of turned up the heat on Edwin Joseph now. Damari Brown, hope you know, I know that one's going to be a real battle. Hopefully he sees that he really – granted, he was a priority now, but I don't think he was Saban's top – one or two targets, you know, it just so happened that
he was definitely saving. He was definitely one of saving one or two top targets. He saving one of him from the jump. Saving one of the
Okay. I thought it was Cormani, and then I thought it was the other kid. I can't think of his name right now.
Robert Stafford.
No, he's committed somebody else. I want to say it's not AJ Harris. I think that's committed to Georgia. Nah, I thought he was one of.
Oh, you talking about for
Alabama? Alabama. Yeah. What I'm saying is, Damari wasn't Saban's like top one or two targets. I know Cormani was one. The Harris kid was one, and then Desmond Ricks. You know, I think. Well, we don't know. I think that he preferred Desmond Ricks than Damari Brown. But I think with him whipping.
Remember Desmond when Desmond reclassified because he was supposed to be in this class. He reclassified.
Okay, yeah.
He became that top target.
Yeah. So
Damari was always a top target for Nick Saban.
For us? Okay. And then safety. Safety is really my only concern. Like, I don't know what we're doing. I guess, like, Hussey is not coming on campus. So that's kind of a whiff on our part. But, I mean, that's my only really concern is safety now.
Well, yeah, so with the safety thing, you can have an incident where Hussey doesn't even commit on signing day. Well, he doesn't sign on signing day. And then he goes to February because he's not going to be an early enrollee. You know what I'm saying? So you can have a situation like that. You're going to have a situation like that with a few players, you know, especially the guys who are in private schools. You know, they're going to say, man, hold off from signing. Unless you just want to sign out with us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not too worried about the safety room. You can still always get a guy at the portal to come in, be the third or fourth safety behind the three guys we got.
And don't forget, you know, he had James. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me real quick. So don't forget that James Williams just had, like, the little rotator surgery. So he's not even going to be there for spring for sure. So we don't know when he's going to be healthy again.
Yeah, James. I mean, I could kind of figure that James would be there for spring. They probably just hold him off to, like, the last week of spring, contact, stuff like that. He'll be there. But even that, you still need bodies. You know what I'm saying? So they'll get a portal guy. And they still try to get another high school guy, too. So.
And did we ever get the other Lakeland corner that we offered recently? Did he make it for a visit, or is he making it down here this weekend?
Nah. I don't think that's anything happening now. Okay. I think it was just, you know what I'm saying, if we don't get certain other guys. You know, once Edwin Joseph got back in the picture, there was no need to think about the guy from Lakeland.
Cool. And I also see that Javion Cohen, he's touched down. He's at Miami. So that would really help the O-line as well if we get him in the portal. So any things you got on him, X, just as he visits?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm hearing good things about him. Might end up committing this weekend. Might be a commit this weekend, Sunday most likely, if anything. You know, the staff, they want him. He's priority number one. He's priority number one after Zion. Keep telling people Zion is priority. He's priority. That's it. He's top secret priority. Right. He's top notch.
Right. And I mean, we've almost hit on everything. I would say in terms of the staff, it looks like nothing's going to happen with anybody until after probably early signing day at the earliest.
If there's anything, I don't think anything going to be done. I think it will have to be a situation where somebody on the staff has another opportunity for another job.
Right. We're more so filling a hole versus creating a hole in the staff.
But then again, it's Mario. You know what I'm saying? Mario might just do what Mario does and just don't tell nobody until it happens.
And also just keep an eye out for when the season ends. NFL season, regular season ends. Yeah. There's always going to be those additional people. So, So just here's the update, man. We got back on here. We did a pod. We're going to try to do a pod probably either right before early signing day or right after, one of the two. We'll probably even do both if possible, or maybe we'll just do one big show and put them together. So before we part, anything you expecting on signing day? What would be first, you D-Rock? I know you got to go. What are you most looking forward to between now and early signing day? What would make this signing day like the cherry on top in terms of what you're hoping for in this last week?
For me, I think will be the cherry on top for us for signing day. Really, it would be like Mark Fletcher. I think landing Mark Fletcher and also the Michigan kid. You know what I'm saying? That's another inside guy that we could use at the D tackle. I think if you close with those two, I think that is very successful. Also Damari, the cornerback. Yeah, Damari, I think that also too. But I think that running back is a bigger need. For me, I think running back is a bigger need because of the injuries and all the other stuff we got going on. So, and to go to where we were to now, to where having like no running backs committed up until last week, I think that would be the cherry on top for us.
I feel that, especially you can't take them for granted. You can never have enough running backs. What about you, X?
It's definitely going to be some surprises on signing day. They're working on some big name flips, man. Like, and it ain't just one or two. Like, they're working on some big name flips. I say it with an S. So it's gonna be some definitely surprises popping off on signing day. The staff been doing their thing, man, working in the background. Just keep it days kind of tight, but yeah. Stay tuned, Kane fans. It's gonna get funky, man. They gonna hate us one way or the other. They can talk about, oh, y'all only won 5 games, this and this and that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But guess what? Y'all gonna hate us one way or the other.
Man, absolutely, man. And so we about to, call it a day here, and just wanted to give y'all something before signing day. So we probably gonna have a pre and post signing day show coming up, man. So, spaces might come back, maybe they not, but, 26 degrees, we're going to keep moving. And I think you'll see, D-Rob on the show more frequently in the future, man. But anybody else got anything in closing?
Nah, man. Just Kane fans, like I said, man, Kane fans, y'all sit tight, man. It's really about to get real, real funky for a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we doing good things, and go Canes, man.
Yeah, man, shouts out to all y'all, man. I know y'all been waiting for us to drop a new episode, man. We been having a whole lot of things. Everybody, all the individuals on the show, we just have a whole lot going on at the same time, man. So
we gonna let the band deal with this.
That every week. Giving y'all that.
Thank y'all. But yeah, man, we about to wrap up, man. Everybody,
it's 26 degrees.